The Richmond Theatre Critics Circle.
Curtain Call.
A discussion of all things theatre with Richmond critics and occasional guests.
Welcome to Curtain Call, Act 2, Scene 24. I'm Jerry Williams from Sifter.
I'm Rich Grissett with Style Weekly.
And we are going to talk first about Toxic Avenger, and then later Claire Boswell is going to be here, and we're going to talk about the musical of musicals. So first, let's dive into Toxic Avenger. This is a musical based on the B-movies from Troma Films about a nerd who gets dunked in a vat of toxic slime and becomes a mutant, pollution-fighting hero. Rich, what'd you think?
I absolutely loved it.
I
love pretty much everything about it. The film's great in its own campy way, but this is a more coherent story.
Right.
But people who love the movie will not be disappointed. The entire cast, amazing
Excellent voices. Right.
So funny. I'm actually going to go back and see it again.
Going
to pay for tickets to go see it again, which I rarely do because I loved it that much.
It was a great show. Yeah, and the cast, like you said, Alexander Sapp, who generally can do no wrong on stage anyway, he is great in this. He's funny. He's sad. He can sing and dance. Well, of course, we have to talk about Deborah Wagner because she was amazing in this. She gets to play two characters, and of course, the number where she has a duet with herself is a highlight.
She's got one of those beautiful, like, megawatt voices.
Oh, yes. Right.
She's fantastic. Rachel Rose Gilmore, who I've only previously seen in The Heir Apparent. She's fantastic. She's got all the choreography. She's belting.
She's great comically, too.
Funny. The two supporting characters.
The two dudes, the black dude and the white dude, Chris Hester and William Anderson.
They're perhaps the funniest part of the show. And they play a multitude of roles. They're
fantastic. Men and women. Yeah, they were a lot of fun, too. And uniformly, everybody has a great voice in the show, so that helps. Starlet Knight has the tight band that actually is, ironically, the band from Hedwig and the Angry Inch. She reassembled them for this show. They add a lot, actually, because it's a rock show anyway.
And not only that, but Joey Luck's live sound design and that very small basement space, you can understand absolutely everything that everyone is saying,
everything
they're singing. It's an excellent show.
And I have to say that this type of over-the-top camp can be a mess in the wrong hands. But Keith Fitzgerald is the director. He staged the deranged merriment with sloppy precision, I mean, it's supposed to be kind of funky and all over the place, but it was very precisely funky and all over the place. Kudos go to Keith for that.
And the wink is there, but it's not
too much.
And, you know, like, there's a level of sweetness to all of this when they're making literary references, when they're making really crass jokes. Like, underneath it all, there's a kind of a level of sweetness.
One final shout out to Emily Dandridge, who did the choreography, which added even more fun because it was funny. Didn't love the set. It was just a bunch of black plastic with graffiti on it, and graffiti can be pretty. It was just more text, which wasn't very interesting.
I felt that it fit the proceedings, you know, like,
well, it was a junkyard, so it kind of fit for that.
They're trying to fit a lot of different scenes all on one stage, so as a backdrop I thought it worked.
Right.
I thought having the band behind the chain link fence, I thought that worked.
And Sheila Russ did a great job. She added even more visual fun with the costumes. There were lots of fun 80s little references there too. Overall, we kind of agree this is a great show, lots of fun, everybody will have a good time. Don't go expecting a slick fancy musical, but a down and dirty, grubby, campy, raucous evening at the theater
with stellar voices, stellar acting. This is a show that you should not miss. Having gone to it the Sunday that it had opened, it didn't seem like it was selling as well as it probably should. Go see it. Definitely go see it.
And Rich and I have been talking about The Toxic Avenger, which is a Fifth Wall production at Theater Lab through July 30th. And now we're going to switch gears and put Claire Boswell in the reviewer seat with me, and we're going to talk about the musical of musicals, The Musical. This is a satirical tribute to five major composers of musicals: Rodgers and Hammerstein, Kander and Ebb, Stephen Sondheim, Jerry Herman, and Andrew Lloyd Webber. So, first of all, let me just say before you jump in, Claire, that this is for theater geeks especially. If you appreciate the song styling and the lyrics of these classic composers in their musicals, you're going to be going, oh, that's funny. Oh, that's there, that's there, that's there. So first of all, there's that. It's definitely for theater geeks, although I think other people probably could enjoy a lot of it. What did you think?
So I am a theater geek, and I greatly enjoyed watching this musical and, you know, seeing which references I got or which ones I wasn't sure about. Or I thought it was a lot of fun. I don't actually think that a person who is not a fan of musicals would enjoy this.
They might be a little lost. And actually, I talked to the lady sitting next to me, and she didn't get any of the Sondheim stuff because she wasn't familiar. So you may be right about that. I will say that I think the quartet carried it off with aplomb. They all had great voices. I think actually the emphasis was more on the singing than on the comedy because they all had great voices and they managed to provide a little bit of humor, but I felt like almost that Tom Wyeth had given them a lot of the comedy.
Yeah, I think one of the first things I thought, this could be so much bigger, you know, even without more spectacle on stage, the actors really probably could have taken it bigger. But I do think that the musical direction was really good, and I thought that all Paul of the
Dietz,
vocals,
yep.
yeah, Paul Dietz's musical direction piano. Was lovely, and the sort of choice to, you know, keep it simple with the piano on stage.
Really more of a musical review.
Yeah, it's like a musical review, and so it kept that feel. I thought it was like great that the emphasis was on the music and on the vocals and on harmonies and everything. Sort of, it sounded like a really full, you
ensemble.
Know, vocal performance.
I definitely agree that the music was the strength in the show, and I still was amused. There's still a lot of funny stuff in the show, but I felt like that was more Tom's direction than the inherent comic ability of the actors. Although I will have to say that Derek Jakes stood out on both counts. He was a good singer, and he also managed to capture some of that comedy.
David Atkins, he sang the Phantom's part, and I know he was spoofing the Phantom, but he sang that so beautifully. I really wish I could see him actually in the real role. Yeah.
Right. The costumes were basically just neutral black with occasional little props and color pops to make them interesting. And the set was just some stretchy panels with occasional projections, which seemed a little weird with the rest of the style of the show. They didn't seem to work with the style or the design.
Yeah. That's another one of those things that I thought that kind of dated the production. Those projections looked like they were like things that I made on the computer in elementary school.
Right. You know? Screensavers. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah, they looked like screensavers. Yeah.
And Joe Duran's lighting was colorful and had a lot of variety, but I felt like sometimes the actors ended up in low-lit areas, and I don't know if that's because the cues were slow and they just didn't get the lights up in time or if it just was not well-designed. But overall, I think as both being theater geeks, we would say we had a great time and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And we have been talking about the musical of musicals, The Musical, which is playing at Swift Creek Mill Theater through August 19. And I'm joined now by Lynn Smith from I Am She Productions. Welcome to Curtain Call, Lynn.
Thank you, Jerry. It's nice to be here.
Now tell me, first of all, what is I Am She Productions?
I Am She Productions first came into being in 2011 when Terry Menefigow and I produced Pirates of the Chemotherapy as a fundraiser. And I Am She Productions was the name that we came up with based on my license plate.
So now I know how to spot you at a red light or if you're texting in the car, which I'm sure you'd never do.
I don't.
So tell me about the play Five Flights that you're going to be producing.
Five Flights by Alan Bock is a comedy about three siblings who have to decide what to do with an aviary, a house-sized aviary that their father built to house the soul of his wife who died when the children were very young. So
doesn't sound unusual at all.
No, it's perfectly normal to do that. But the children are having to deal with the idea of losing their father, finally being able to grieve for their mother, trying to create new relationships in their lives and move out, and what to do with this giant aviary. It's very poignant, it's very gentle, and the reason I love it is that it's also very hopeful.
And you said it's funny, too. It's a comedy.
It's very funny.
Oh, good, good. I know you mentioned Terry Menefigow, who's an old buddy of mine, and she's in the show.
Along with Granville Scott and Abigail Davis Hess, Crystal Oakley.
Crystal did a video for me, a commercial for me for DMV probably 30 years ago.
Yeah, she hasn't changed.
No, she hasn't. You're right. She's still got that same sparkle.
Sarbjeet Das and Travis Williams.
Are you directing the show?
I'm producing the show and I'm directing the show. It is a sponsored project through Fractured Atlas, and I am soliciting donations through Fractured Atlas, but I am also producing the show on my own nickel, as they say.
What spoke to you about this particular production that made you want to put your own money into it?
12 years ago, when I first read the play, what spoke to me was the deep eternal love between the father and the mother. 4 years ago, when I reread it again, I was struck by the way that the children were scarred by the death of their mother and by their father's rejection of her death. I was also struck by the way Alan Bock was able to make this very funny, very fast, and very hopeful.
If somebody's listening and you had to say one thing to convince them to come see the show, what would it be? What would be your elevator pitch?
Five Flights by Alan Bock is a show about love, about commitment, about changes in life, about moving forward in the face of loss.
So actually the show opened last night. Mm-hmm. I posted my review this morning, I'm assuming, but this was recorded before that, so we'll have to wait and see. It will be running through the 29th at Chamberlain Actors Theater.
Yes.
And if people need more information about tickets or anything else, where do they go?
They can go to our website at imsheproductions.weebly.com or call 804-762-0376.
Or they can just go to my review at tvjerry.com and there'll be a link to the website. And thank you so much for coming in and good luck with the show.
Thank you, Jerry.
So that'll do it for this season on Curtain Call. Open Source RVA will be taking a vacation in August, and we don't have a choice but to take one with them. We'll be back in September with some news and a lot more reviews. Thanks for listening.
For extended podcasts and complete reviews, visit the Richmond Theater Critics Circle website at artsies.org